Prison lifers sentenced in Philadelphia as teenagers are expected to start getting new hearings this summer. W8FY's Bobby Allen reports the state court system has released its plan for taking another look at these inmates to comply with a U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
The decision said a child is less responsible than an adult would be for committing murder, and that a young person has the capacity to change before being condemned to die in prison. So Philadelphia, which has more juvenile lifers than any place in the country, will be taking a new look at 300 inmates, with one exception. As long as the person isn't corrupt beyond repair. If it's proven that they are, they'll stay in prison.
So no jury has reviewed that question, no judge has reviewed that question. That's something that's going to have to be done now for the first time.
Public defender Bradley Bridge is taking on many of the cases. He says a panel of judges will handle legal issues raised by each case, and the inmates are in prisons all over Pennsylvania, so it's going to take some serious legwork to reassemble their cases. But once it's all squared away, a new sentencing date will be set, and many might just be set free.
People that have been in, it seems to me, 40, 50, 60 years and have been doing fine in prison, are appropriate for release as soon as we can establish an appropriate reentry plan to allow them to get assimilated back into society.
Bridge says the high court ruling does not stop prosecutors in Philly from ever again sentencing a teenage murderer to life in prison.
The United States Supreme Court never said they couldn't get a life sentence. They just said it couldn't be mandatory.
For decades in Pennsylvania, first and second degree murder convictions triggered automatic life sentences for all ages. But not anymore. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.